Okay, this is our redemption for the previous episode.
Oh, this is like motivational piano music.
Oh, well, no, it was pretty sad.
Oh no, Gordon.
You're correct. It would have been better if we played that at the end of the last one.
It's sad. It's sad grog
Sad
today.
grog. It is
Grog
night,
sad edition,
the
you
hour of
know?
grog, so
It is. You know,
yeah.
if you're not grogging while you're grogging, are you even a toboggan? You know
And those are the questions we try to answer on this show.
I mean? Okay, I have a question.
Do you really? Okay. Ooh.
Oh,
All
okay.
right.
In German.
In Germany or in German?
In no, not German. In Turkish.
Okay.
Is Turkish what is spoken in Turkey? Okay,
Yes.
there we go. In Turkish, the word toboggan, how many letters does it have in it? The translation.
All right, I get to guess first, right?
Yeah, whoever's
Over,
closer
under.
wins.
All right. Let me check something real quick. I want to see how many
You're not
words it has in
allowed to look it
English.
up, Gorb.
I'm not looking it up. I'm thinking about how many words it has in English.
Whatever you
TOB.
say.
This is like seven. I'm
Look at
guessing that's a loan
Gorb
word.
learning. Gross.
I'm gonna go a solid eight in Turkish because I'm guessing it's a loan word and it's gonna be the same in Turkish.
Okay.
If
I'm
I'm wrong,
going.
it's definitely way over eight from
All
everything
right,
I know about Turkish.
I'm going six.
Six.
Now if it's seven, we're in trouble.
If it's seven,
We'll
we
do a sudden death.
a sudden death.
But for
Okay.
now, we'll do a sad break.
Sad break. Yep.
Kazakh. Kazakh, you know what I mean?
It seems that that is
Oh.
the translation of toboggan in Turkish.
Exactly six letters. Oh, nope, it's five.
It's five.
But
Either way,
I won!
you win.
Oh.
Are you feeling a first or a second?
I'm going first. I'm
You're
riding
going
that
first.
high.
All right. All right.
Okay.
We're gonna get rolling on our dice here.
Yeah. Do you have a dice? Am I doing the
I have the
dice?
dice. I am ready.
Okay.
You look at your
Okay.
sheet and you let me know what the roll is. I'm gonna
Okay,
fact
let's
check.
roll for genre.
Roll for genre. Here we go. Genre, you've got 18. What does that get you?
18 is Navy SEALs thriller-esque, Taken slash James Bond slash John Wick.
This one's been popular this week. All right.
Okay.
First item. Ready?
First item, let's go for it.
First item is three. What does
Three,
that
which is Brayin' on the
you? Classic.
Week. Great.
All right, second
Okay.
item. Here we go.
Okay, second item is.
Second item is one.
Okay, an arm wrestling competition.
Okay.
This is, it feels like the grog gods
Are looking down on you.
are
All
they're
right.
rolling right, you know what I
Enter
mean?
the third and final item. Let's see if the grog gods come through. Third and
Come
final
through.
item is 11.
11 is Snaggletooth the Rich.
Oh, wow. This is going to be perfect. You got it.
Okay. We're locked in, Gore. What's my front?
Your prompt to tell me a Navy SEALs thriller-esque Taken James Bond John Wick style story, including Brayin' on the Weak, an arm wrestling competition, and Snaggletooth the Rich, is to, hold on, get my timer ready, is to
Gotta have that
tell
timer.
me about the time that the sun turned purple. Go.
Okay, here we go. The time the sun turned purple.
Yes.
It wasn't always like this. It didn't have to be this way. That's what Clay Brain. Clay Brain
Clay Brain.
himself. You know, that it sounds like it's some sort of like superhero name or anything like that. That was just his, you know, his literal name. It was
And I thought it sounded like an
Brayan,
insult.
you know?
Yeah.
Clay Brain,
Clay
okay?
Brain. Yep.
And it didn't have to be this way.
It didn't.
But here we are,
That we
okay?
are. Yes.
You know, oh my God, it's Jason Bourne. But it wasn't.
Wait, was he just, was Clay Brain just on the street and he said,
He's on a plane,
oh, he's on a
right?
plane and he
The
just,
plane is getting hijacked. Okay?
by someone who looks like Jason Bourne or?
No. That's one of the people in the back say when they see Clay Brain stand up to try and stop this, right?
Okay.
You know, there are two Eastern European looking men with, you know, a lot of tattoos and beanies. They're not
Like
covering their faces.
beanies, like winter beanies, or like revolutionary caps?
They're kind of like hipsters, you know? Like they've got one of them is holding just you know, a flame torch, like a real torch, right? And the other one is holding like three six of stage, sticks of sage. Six of Stage is the name of this terrorist organization, okay?
Okay, so wait, one of them has like a torch. By that you mean like a lighter? Like
Like
a.
no, like a wandering through a deep, dense jungle torch.
Did he just light it in the plane bathroom?
Yeah,
Okay.
TSA was not doing a great job.
You know,
It was
they
somebody's
said
birthday.
this. Okay, and then they have a six sticks of sage, the other guy.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, six of stage, right? There's six of them, and they used to perform on stage.
This
Right,
Eastern European hippie terrorist organization.
they were like a Chippendales group.
Oh, but now they hijack planes.
People would bring them in for like, you know, like bachelorette parties and stuff like that. Now they lost a
Okay.
lot of work because they got older,
And
and they, you know, kind of put on some weight.
they just don't
Then
hit the same anymore.
it doesn't hit the same anymore. Not the same excitement there. So, you know, the leader of the group, Snaggletooth the Rich.
Oh, cha-ching, that's one of
Oh,
them. There you go.
he's the one with the sage, right? And like you would think, like, why, you know, like a torch isn't that scary, right? Like,
I
so
mean, if
what?
it's
He's
on
holding a bunch
fire
of
and on a
sticks of
plane.
the six of stage, you know, the other four, you know, trying to make their way into the pilot's door, but it's locked, right? They're trying to like bash it in, right? Okay. And you know, you would think like, what's so worrisome about sage and like a torch? Okay, like, you know, like a bunch of strong guys on the plane could, you know, overwhelm that pretty fast. You know, even if they're kind of jacked, you know, Eastern European hipsters.
Former
Okay.
Chippendales dancers.
Listen, they had they haven't lost
Yeah,
all their
they can still
muscles.
do a handstand.
Okay.
Are
And
they making
but
any
here's the
demands?
what was that?
Are they making any demands or?
No, they're pretty quiet.
Oh,
They
okay. Yeah,
work in silence and with violence, you know what I mean?
yeah.
Okay. Now
Okay.
Clay Brain stands up because he knows that sage is not just any sage, right? It's explosive. Okay.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. They hadn't said anything, but Snaggletooth the Rich, who, you know, he's got like he was the leader, and you know, the ladies loved him the best.
Does he have a
But he
snaggletooth?
never smiled, okay?
I can understand why.
Because he has like, you know, like some people, you know, have the crisscrossy like front teeth, and it's kind of cute, you know, they can rock
Yeah.
it. But man, this tooth is at like a 45 degree angle. It's going across like two other teeth, and like, you know, he it's
Exceptionally
like
long, too.
it's like three times the length of a molar. Okay.
Like a bizarrely placed fang. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Snaggletooth the Rich is like, standing there, and he's like, he knows English, so he's speaking English because the flight is from London to South Africa.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And they're airborne. Like they're in the middle of they're flying. And Clay Brain stands up and the one guy goes, "Oh my God, it's Jason Bourne." Okay. Clay Brain stands up and like, do you know what Carrot Top looks like?
Yes.
Like what he looks like now?
Yes.
Okay. This dude is hulking, but he's got the face of like a 3-year-old. Okay.
Okay. So he
But he's
passes easily.
intimidating. His hair looks like it's like glued on. And he definitely did like eyeliner and makeup and stuff, but like he just he looked and he's got a very tight tank top, like showing off his guns, right?
Looks like he could be a member of Six of Sage.
Yeah, exactly, but he's not.
He's not.
Okay, and his hair's like kind of coming off, and he starts running down the aisle of the plane, right?
Okay. If I could go on a bit of a side note here.
Yeah.
So Clay Brain is not Jason Bourne, nor clearly does he look like Matt Damon from the movie. But so I guess it's
The
his
kid was like doing
mannerisms
a meme.
that made him seem like that. Does he have any past military experience? What's Clay Brain's history here?
He was in a special secret division, known as the Purple Carrot Brigade.
Ah,
Okay.
yes.
They were three members who were like genetically modified. Okay. This is in like the mid-90s that this is all happening. Okay.
Yeah.
And when they were genetically modified, one of the three, there was Clay Brain, there was the Lonely Boy, and there was Underwater Blankens. Okay.
Okay, all right.
And Underwater Blankens no longer with us. Okay. He
He
started to
passed
do
away.
side mercenary work, and
Okay.
he was slain on a mission in the
Underwater.
Jurassic.
Wait, what?
Like I said, special operations
Very
with
top,
the
top
purple
secret.
carrot or whatever.
Okay, all
Okay.
right.
So the loneliest boy, we haven't heard from him, but Clay Brain keeps in touch. He sends him an IM or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty lonely.
Okay. So now here's the thing. He is genetically modified.
Okay. Does he have superpowers or?
And this stage seven, the six of stage, they do not know this, okay?
Okay, yeah.
He's fast approaching. And he was raised from a child, like
Yep.
in the Purple Carrot Brigade.
Yep.
And they educated him the best they could in isolation.
Yeah, I mean,
But
wait, so he joined the brigade as a child.
He was special adopted.
Okay, he was abducted. Okay.
Man, special adopted, okay? Okay, so and he's still a bit naive, okay?
How old is
Because
Clay Brain?
he's 38 now.
Okay.
He's getting up there, but
Okay.
he's like I said, he's got the face and brain of a child.
There's a
Okay.
lot of emotional trauma to unpack
Yeah,
from his childhood.
he's in arrested development, okay?
Okay. All right then.
Now, he watched far too many superhero movies when he was being raised to be this weapon, right? And he loved Superman the most, right? And he points at the six of stage and he goes, "You need to stop Clay Brayin' on the weak." But he says it in like a baby voice. You need to stop quit preying on the weak, right? That's what he sounds like.
Isn't that his name? I will skip over
Like I said, not the sharpest tool in the shed,
that. Okay. All
okay?
right. You got
And
one
All
left.
Stars playing through the in-flight radio.
Okay. 12
Okay,
minutes left,
slow
by the way.
motion fight sequence
Okay.
because Clay Brain is like the Flash, okay?
Oh, he's super fast.
With many more caveats, okay?
What are said caveats?
When he it appears as though he's going very fast to people, but it takes him years in his time, okay? He
Okay.
has to like decide each like little motion 1 inch at a time, kind of like if you're like modifying pixels in clip art or something.
Okay, all
And
right.
it takes this fight sequence that, the memeing kid who shouted Jason Bourne at him sees in under 10 seconds takes
Yep.
him like a year and 3 days, okay?
Okay, yeah.
One pixel at a time, he slaps the sage out of, Snaggletooth, Snaggletooth Rich. And takes a few he has like at least 35 days to really in look at that tooth, and what a
Yeah.
tooth it was, you know what I
Yeah,
mean? Suffice to say, everything seems to be going well, right?
Okay, so this is after the year and days and the fight
In
scene's
his
over.
time,
Yeah, and the fight scene's
in
over.
our time, 10, 15 seconds, and he knocks out all of them except for one.
Which
Okay.
one?
There's skinny Blink Zonk. Okay.
Skinny Blink Zonk.
He's the one that people just covered their eyes when he was on stage. There's something wrong with his bones.
Okay, he just doesn't look right.
Like his chest, like his ribs, they're like way too low and to the left.
Wait, low and then so what's
The people watching are like, that seems wrong.
okay, so if they're low and to the left, what is to the right of his ribs?
Empty and fleshy mass.
Fleshy mass.
Stomach, I don't know.
Okay, all right.
And poor Clay Brain had to look at this for the equivalent of like 3 months, and it broke him. Okay? It
Okay,
broke
yeah.
him to the point that he collapsed and passed out. Okay.
So Skinny Zelink Bazonk is still armed and trying to take over the plane right now?
Well, that's where we lose track of what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Clay Brain awakes, right? His hands are tied behind his back, and he's blindfolded, and he doesn't know where he is. Okay. And he hears, 2 feet clip clop into the room. Clip clop. Clip clop.
Like
Clip
regular
clop.
business shoes clip clop or like bizarre horse like clip clop?
Something that he actually recognizes with the steps, and he goes,
Lonely boy?
I know that sad walk anywhere.
Okay.
No one walks that slow except lo the lonely boy. And Clay Brain goes, hey, where am I? What's going on? And the lonely boy goes, underwater man he tried to tell you. And
Just
Clay Brain
to
goes, what? No.
Oh, just to clip, what does Lonely Boy look like?
Well, we don't know yet. I mean,
Oh, well, didn't he know him in the past?
Clay Brain, here's the thing about Lonely Boy, okay? He wore a bucket on his head. Like I said, those three were all very eccentric, okay?
Okay, all right. So he
And
hadn't
Lonely
seen.
Boy didn't want anybody to look at him.
Okay.
And one little thing about Lonely Boy is that his ribs were too far down and too far to the left.
Oh,
And
God.
Clay Brain goes, You were in the sixth of stage this whole time? How could you subject yourself to this? He's like, listen, they were good times. I was, Snaggletooth Rich brought in the money, but for the first time in my life, I didn't really feel lonely. And
He
I
said,
didn't
I
have to
just.
hide my face like I did from you and Underwater Man.
He said,
And
I just
Clay Rain goes, we were
wanted
kids. We were just kids. Okay. Lonely Boy takes off his blindfold. And Gorb, do you know where he is?
Is it the Jurassic?
How did you know?
Shot in the dark.
He goes, this is exactly where I brought Underwater Man so I could drown him. And Clay
Okay.
Brain goes, no! Time check.
You have 6 minutes left and the arm wrestling requirement and why the sun is still purple.
Oh, don't you worry, Gorb.
Okay.
Okay. And the Lonely Boy, crouches down to his level and he's
Oh
tatted
God, how's
up.
that look with his ribs?
Oh, it's so hard to look at. Claybrain didn't say it because he knew it would make things worse, but he almost said put the blindfold back on.
His body like slant when he crouches?
It like shifts to the left, but he stays balanced. We don't know how.
It doesn't look
Okay.
right.
Now, just then, the Lonely Boy goes, you might think that that plane crashed, right, Clay? Clay goes, I don't know. What happened? He goes, it was a setup. I trapped you the whole time, Clay. The plane. He has a stutter. The plane. And Clay goes, it's okay, take a break.
I can't.
And the Lonely Boy goes, I don't need your help, Clay. Not anymore. Do you want to know why? And Clay Brain goes, why? Why, Lonely Boy? And he goes, because I've harnessed the power of the sun from right here in the Jurassic. And Clay Brain goes, what? And just then, the observatory opens. And from the top of the observatory, we see the sun, and it seems wrong.
Is there a
Okay.
pterosaur flying by as well? Are there dinosaurs here?
Lonely Boy just makes that noise. He's like, dinosaurs will be here soon, I promise. And Clay Brain goes, oh, God, not your old dreams.
What?
The Lonely Boy goes, they weren't just dreams. They were my everything. And Clay Brain goes, when will you let this go? And
Okay.
the Lonely Boy goes, do you know who my only friends were when we were growing up? Do you know who my only friends were, Clay? And Clay goes, I don't. You played with your dinosaur toys. He goes, yes. That's right. Take your time. Shut up.
Right, wait,
Okay.
what happened to the
Which is exactly what Clay says.
plane?
And he goes, the Lonely Boy goes, it doesn't matter anymore. And Clay Brain goes, I'm pretty sure it matters. No, it doesn't. And the
Okay.
Lonely Boy goes, soon I'll bring the Jurassic to the present. And Clay Brain goes, where are we? When are we? And he looks up at the sun, and it looks wrong still. Like it's a little bit down and a little bit to
Slightly to
the left.
the
Okay. And the Lonely Boy goes, click this button. And Clay goes, my hands are tied behind my back, man. He goes, fine, I will. And he clicks the button, and the sun turns purple. Okay.
Wow. 2:40, 2 minutes, 40 seconds left. Arm wrestle.
Now, here's the thing. Clay Brain goes, do you know what this means? And camera pan to the back of his hands. He's been slipping and writhing his hands behind his back during this whole speech. And he frees his left hand. And he goes, "Oh God, this is gonna take at least like 3 years."
I can't.
Okay, he
All right.
starts snapping into his slow motion. But the lonely boy knows him. And if you haven't caught on yet, Gorb, the lonely boy's ability is time travel. Okay? Dun, dun, dun. So that's what the lonely boy says to Claybrain. And he reverses time back to when his hands are tied. And Clay goes, "Oh God, no."
What was Underwater Man's power? Swimming?
Yeah, he's like Aquaman.
Okay.
And he
Right.
goes, Claybrain, despite the fact that he looks and thinks like a child, he had a strong intuition, Gorv. And he thought. He thought because he knew his power would never work against the loneliest boy. Okay? And that's when Claybrain looked him in the eye and he goes, "Do you remember that time? The time that I broke the tail and jaw off of Rexy?" And the lonely boy goes, "Smack him!" And one of the bodyguards from the Six of Stage smacks him across the face.
43 seconds left.
And he goes, "We settled everything with this." He goes, "An arm wrestle? An arm wrestle." And just then, there were like the 2 6-year-olds back in the complex. And Claybrain, they sat at the card table in the observatory. And Claybrain slammed the loneliest boy's hand down to the table. And then they just kind of stuck in the Jurassic for a while after that. But, at
So
least the sun didn't turn all the way purple.
is this wow, beautiful,
Wow.
beautiful.
Wow, indeed.
Wow, indeed.
Oh, yeah. We're back.
Wow.
What a
Now that's
triumphant
motivational
return.
music.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's no sad piano.
Are you ready for your genre, Gorb?
Okay, yes. Roll and I will read out.
Your first number, Gorb, is 18.
I can again.
It is.
This
Don't
can't
are
be
you doubting
random.
the Grog gods, Gorb? Because
Ugh.
they will rain hell upon Gorbikin's planet.
All right, 18, folks. That is once again same one I got last time. Same one Zorb just got. Navy SEALs thriller-esque taken.
Listen, the universe is calling for a certain type of story.
Navy SEALs thriller-esque taken, James Bond, John Wick. All right, give me my first item.
Your first item, Gorb, is number 10.
Number 10, which is his third cousin, twice removed.
Bless.
Okay.
Okay. Your second item is number 18. I'm beginning to think that a certain website's die has a really big propensity for the number 18.
That's what I'm thinking as well. Number 18 is Squid Game, but with ants.
Oh, God bless. And your final roll is
Oh,
11.
11, which gets me Snaggletooth the Rich. All right, let me open up a notes sheet real quick. Keep track of this.
Okay, Gorb, you tell me when you're ready. I don't want to launch you into it not ready.
Oh God, Navy SEALs thriller with what do we have here? We had his
Snaggletooth the
third
Rich.
cousin twice removed. Yep, and the second one was
Squid
Squid
Game, but
Game,
with ants.
but with ants. Yep, okay. What a classic.
What a classic.
And our final one is Snaggletooth the Rich. I think we got another reboot at Angles showing
Yeah,
up.
right. The continuity.
Can't beat it.
Okay, Gorb. Are you
All
ready for your
right.
prompt?
You have your timer set?
Yep, I was born ready, Gorb.
You're born ready. All right. Tell me my prompt, sir.
Your prompt is to tell me why he can't stop clicking his thumbs.
Ah, what a great prompt. Now, Zorb is, famous for his classic, what the fuck was his name? We just did the guy. Clay Brainy trilogy. Action hero, stories world renowned.
They tried to get Carrot Top to star.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's like the best of James Bourne,
James Bourne.
plus some
Jason Bond.
did I say James Bourne? That's the title of the character in the movie. Clay Brainy was just not gonna sell to the public. They needed
Yeah,
James Bourne.
exactly.
Now, where we last left, we're picking
Yeah.
straight back up. Clay Brainy, one of his many arch nemesis nemesis.
Yeah.
He's like James Bourne plus a superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah, not Jason or James
A
Bond, but
very
James Bourne.
taxing, fast-moving ability.
It's intense. It's superheroes but with drawbacks is the title, the working title. Last time we left Clay Brainy and the Loneliest Boy, they were still kind of getting back on best bud terms. They were having an arm wrestle. In the middle of the tri the Jurassic, sorry, not the Triassic. And they kind of, well, they didn't fix the sun, but they stopped messing with it.
The loneliest boy was he at least convinced to step down?
He was just more occupied. His attention span's very short. He was
Yeah,
like
he's
arm
impulsive.
wrestles, and it's he gets distracted.
Yeah, what can we say?
What can we say? What can we say? Now,
Are
as Clay Brainy and the Loneliest Boy were arm wrestling, they got over the beef quickly, right? They're moving
Yeah.
on. It's old, the water under the bridge at this
It
point.
got nostalgic fast.
Yeah, they did. They're like, oh, why are we even fighting? We're like brothers.
I know,
You,
right?
me, underwater man who you killed, but I can gloss over that. Nobody
We're
really
over
liked
it
him that
now.
much.
He was kind of a bully.
Right, we both have like time-ish kind of powers, and he just was good at swimming. He just was never really one of us. They're doing their
Yeah.
own thing. Now, as you might have wondered about the plane, so
Thank God, Gorb.
part of Lonely Boy's powers is, as we know, time travel. He can
Yeah.
also take certain objects back in time, forward in time with him. And
Yeah.
Lonely Boy, as we know, was part of Snaggletooth the Rich's Six of Stage dance crew who was hijacking that plane
One of the
earlier.
best.
Yeah, earlier, a couple
Past their
hours.
prime.
Yeah, in their time, it's been like a couple hours past that they hijacked the plane. In real time, I guess it would be about give or take 120 million years in the future.
Yeah, something like that.
So after Clay Brainy, kicked the asses of every member of the Six of Stage except for Lonely Boy, and Lonely Boy knocked him out, he immediately got into the actually he didn't even need to get in to get to the pilot's chair. He just like touched the side of the plane and said, "Dinosaurs," real loud.
They worked.
His body kind of slanted a bit, which is why everybody screamed. It wasn't the plane.
Oh, God. Not even at the plane's movement.
Nope. And suddenly, the plane just popped out of existence and popped into existence over the giant landmass of Gondwana, somewhere in the paleontological record, I guess.
Yeah, in the observatory.
Yeah, and then so we just got on the airline phone, the one you could talk to the pilots with, the stewardess phone. He said, "Listen, now that we're all on the same page, you should probably find some place to land." And they made an emergency landing somewhere, in a field that was at the moment clear of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yep.
No
Now,
dinosaurs were harmed in the making of this
no
film.
dinosaurs yet.
Oh.
Not intentionally. I mean, there was like one of those little ones, and they kind of just like ran over it when they came down for the emergency landing, but it wasn't on
We
purpose.
got Snaggletooth the
Yeah,
Rich.
there's a Snaggletooth of Riches in there. Now, once Lonely Boy had his hands on Clay Brainy, he really didn't care about the passengers. Also, most of the rest of his fellow Chippendales-esque Eastern European bandmates from Six of Stage, they weren't really quite aware that Clay Brainy could time travel. It came as a bit of a shock.
Yeah, that Lonely Boy could do it.
I mean, yeah, Lonely Boy. So, as soon as they stepped off the plane, figuring they stuck to the plan, made an emergency landing in the Caribbean, we're gonna extort the families for money and send hostages back to get back on a new record deal somewhere in Romania.
They just want to get back on that stage.
Yeah, well, then they stepped outside and they saw, like, that scene from Jurassic Park where he like gets out of the Jeep and it's just like, exactly what I'm talking about. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Except it wasn't awe and wonder. It was more so, oh my God, what the fuck is this? What the fuck? Where are we?
Yeah, exactly.
So a bit of genuine terror. Yes, but with more fear.
Yeah.
Now,
More terrible screaming.
Clay, Lonely Boy, he's got doing his own thing, drags Clay Brainy, brings a couple of
Wait,
for
did the
hire
Six of
henchmen.
Stage survive?
Oh yeah, everybody on the plane lived.
Okay.
Every
Where
person.
are they now?
Somewhere in the landmass of Gondwana, about 100 million years ago.
I'm impressed that they're all still alive.
The pilot was very good. He was like a Captain Sully-esque
What a
kind of
leader.
guy, you know.
Yeah.
They just landed in a river and then got out before the Spinosauruses came.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Lonely Boy has his own observatory thing going. And he kind of just leaves everybody to fend for themselves, right? As if it's not shocking to be thrown a
Tracking.
hundred shracking to be thrown 100 million years back in time. The Six of Stage are gathering. They feel left out now. I mean, only
Yeah.
one of them went with the
I know
henchmen.
we tried to just like terrorize your plane, but like, can we be friends now?
They're like, potomushto is this, right? Like, they're just like jabbering to each other. They're confused. They feel hurt. There's a
Hard times
little
bring
bit of,
people together, you
yeah,
know?
there's a little bit of soreness there too.
It's a little bit of Saurus.
Yeah, a little bit of soreness, exactly. First they were like, maybe this is part of the plot, to get the money, and then there was this guy in the plane. He came running over to Snaggletooth the Rich because he's like, I guess the terrorists are in charge now. And he said, that guy, his cousin, third time's removed. He just got eaten by a T-Rex.
No.
Yeah, so they're dropping like flies. It's only been like 2 hours. Now, I wouldn't say it's even a
I
little
love how he
late.
chose to address him that way.
It's plain talk. You don't need to know each other that well. He said,
Yeah.
it's that guy's third cousin twice removed. He said, I saw him from aisle three, seat 36. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I'm getting off track. But it's quite obvious due to all the Jurassic Park movies that once sauropods and other giant reptilians get a taste for human flesh,
It's all over.
yeah, it's pretty quick. I mean, the astronomy, the observatory where Lonely Boy, his henchmen, and Clay Brainy are, it went down to shutdown mode, right?
Yeah.
So now they're just like imagine Lost.
So are we just following the people who are on the plane and
We're
not Lonely Boy
no
and Clay
longer
Brain?
following the Clay Brainy Lonely Boy story here.
Yeah.
Now we're following what happens to the rest of them who
Yeah.
got lofted back in the Jurassic, right?
Yeah.
They're not even
So are they
online.
panicking or are they
Oh, they are
strategizing?
panicking. I mean, it's a bit of like total shock. But after the shock passes, it just goes to straight panic. The pilot's like,
What's the pilot like? Anything interesting about him
well, I mean,
or her?
he's a great pilot. The co-pilot, she's also a great pilot. But in their training, as they tell the crew and the passengers, we don't know how
They
to
weren't
time
trained for
travel.
this.
Yeah, we're not prepared for this. And just as then, like overhead, a huge pterosaur flew overhead and snagged up a member, like a 13-year-old child hanging out near the back of the plane.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's pretty bad. Pretty much, that's kind of the general vibe at this point. So they all decide, well, you know what? Let's get some shelter. Let's get back in the plane, right? It's the first night. Time check.
12 minutes.
12 minutes. Okay. So the first night here, right? The
How many of
children.
how many people are there?
It was like a 747, so it's like probably like at least 80,
Like
probably
a
more.
colony. Oh my God.
Now, so the colony, and the first night they're floating options. They're like, do you think we can get that time travel guy back? And they're like, no, he won't let us inside. The guard said he's occupied right now with an arm wrestling match. They're like, okay, should we fly out of this giant valley where we seem to be sitting ducks? And
Is
then
the plane
suddenly that
operational?
the plane it could be, right? They could. There's a couple engineers on board. It's possible. The long story short, though, is I think an 8-year-old with a book about dinosaurs came up and said, "Nowhere's safe in the Jurassic," in a completely
We're all
monotone
doomed.
voice, and then just walk back to the plane. So they're like, "All right, that idea might not be the best." And so the first night passes with a little bit of rough terror. People are still using the plane bathrooms at this point because nobody's going outside. But eventually, they'll have to go outside. There's shrieks, bizarre noises, general T-Rex screams coming
Did
from
they
every
find like
which
a cave or
direction.
something, or are they just like out in a
They're
field?
just in the plane, just
Oh,
praying.
they're okay, they're camping out in the
They're camping
plane.
out inside the plane, yeah. Now, yeah, I'm gonna fast forward a bit, right? So,
How far forward are we flashing?
well, let me give you a bit of info here. Because Clay Brainy and Lonely Boy are both gifted with temporal supernatural abilities. When they engage in friendly competition, when they hang out, it can be very long,
It's
right?
dangerous, very long. The arm wrestling, oh man.
It
Especially
could
if they get
take.
chuck if they both get stuck in that slow time.
That's what I'm saying. There was one time when Underwater Man was 3. And they had an arm wrestling match. They were playing checkers and then an arm. Anyway, Brainy and Lonely Boy got into it. When it was finally over, Underwater Man was 35. So
Barely knew him.
exactly. That's why they were so callous to him. It was he was just he was more
He was a pawn in their little game.
He was like that older brother you have who's like 20 years older than you. You're like, that's basically just like an estranged uncle at that point, right? He's just like one of my uncles. Anyway, now, where was I going with this?
There was a time jump.
Yeah, but so, I mean, this is a time jump. Yeah, I mean, it's been like, well, we started with, just to give you a rough, statistics don't really capture the true horror of seeing men, women, and children devoured by velociraptors,
Yeah, it's
flying demon sky
unimaginable.
creatures, and I don't know, like those giant bug things from Kong Skull Island. They're there too.
Yeah, there you go.
Eventually, they had to move off the valley because there was just too many of those. But we started with about 120 people total on the flight. It was a pretty packed flight. By day 3, there's about 60 left.
It's only been 3 days.
3 days, 60 left, right?
Oh my God, cut in half in 3 days.
Exactly,
Have they
right?
elected a leader or anything?
They did. Do you want to know who they elected?
Snaggletooth the
It
Rich.
was Snaggletooth the Rich. They said not only does he exude confidence, if he doesn't open his mouth, he's very attractive as well.
They're enamored until he smiles,
Exactly. So I mean
which he rarely does.
he rarely does. He speaks very quietly just to his henchmen. He has a an imposing air. Like if it's a dinosaur like smaller than like an adult sheep, Snaggletooth just looks at it and then smiles with his fucking freaky tooth and the thing just books. It's like
It's over then.
I don't know what that is. I don't want no part of it,
It's
right?
just as unnatural as the Lonely Boy.
Exactly, right? Now, 3 days in, we literally, what is that
Does
even
he
like
have a plan?
100%, 50% casualties, 100%? There's only 60 of us left, and they make a decision, right? It says this game is not going to be over anytime soon. We need to move, right? But also, we have no way of getting home, right?
Yeah.
So
They're in it for the long haul.
we need to leave a message for the only guy here capable of time travel who seems to be preoccupied with an arm wrestling game at this point. So they leave a message and they like spray paint it, or they just paint it with his cousin, third cousin twice removes blood from the raptor attack onto the
You
side
gotta
of
do what you gotta
the observatory. Say like, hey, we're gonna go to that mountain over there. That looks moderately safer, I guess. Seems kind of like one of those fucked
The
if you do, fucked
moderately
if you don't
safe mountain.
situations. Yeah, exactly. So that's what they named it because they're like, can we name stuff? This hasn't been discovered yet.
They're the first people there.
And they're like, well, I mean, technically it's not going to be around when we get back. And they're like, well, I'm going to name it anyways. That's the moderately safe mountain. And so they set out on a trek towards moderately safe
All
mountain.
16?
All
Are there any too old to like make the trek or anything?
well, they were going to go, wait, but the time they decided, which is the middle of the day, third day, there were 60. The time they wrote the message, morning of the fourth day, there was 52.
Oh boy.
Because the toilets on the plane are full now, so you got to go outside to pee.
That's high risk.
It's very high risk. It's actually almost statistically certain death.
Sorry, you
Most
gotta
people
watch me
are.
poop, John.
They do their absolute best to hold it until morning. It's almost certain death. And so after they write the message, they start hiking at about 12. Now it's 51. Some guy, he got a cut on the plane and died of infection.
That could be game over, yep.
Yeah, they used most of the emergency antibiotics within the first day. Long story short, that doesn't really do much for a raptor attack, but
They got big
no
talents.
Monday morning quarterbacking here. So anyway, they're hiking to the moderately safe mountain. Time check.
5 minutes.
Okay. And Snaggletooth the Rich, he's like Ramboing it through the jungle, right? He shows no fear, right? If it's a big one, he can hear it and he tells everybody to take cover. If it's like anything smaller than a cow at this point, because word is spread. They're like, don't fuck with the one with the weird tooth, man.
The dinosaurs are they're
They have a
talking.
communication, they're intelligent beings. So he's just powering through, right? And most everybody else, all you really got to do is stay near Snaggletooth, and he just like smiles at any reptile whatsoever.
Game over.
And yeah, no, they're just like, it just don't look right, right? It's something about the symmetry. They just not for me.
It's wrong.
It doesn't fit. So Snaggletooth leads them to the moderately safe mountain. They get there, and it's impressive. The casualty numbers, like, not even that bad. There's still like 30 people left. They only lost 20 to the giant leeches.
If we're going by ratios, pretty good.
I mean, considering that we lost half from just going outside on the first day. Yeah, no, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Pretty solid. Solid
So are they
numbers.
making camp or something?
They are making camp. They're setting up shelters. Some of them are getting snake bites. Some of them are dying.
Snakes.
Oh, the snakes are massive. But So that happened at one point. There was an anaconda coming for a small child and his
A
emotional
Jurassic
support dog.
anaconda.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. And it was coming. It's like 40 feet long, and it's coming, and it's about to get the kid. And Snaggletooth just like smiles at it with his weird fucking tooth, and the
As long
snake
as
is
he's
like,
awake, they're pretty safe.
yeah. So the snake is also like, that's my guy, and little did we know. That's what do they call it in Harry Potter when you could talk to snakes?
Parcel tongue.
Yeah, Snaggletooth has that. Maybe not, but they respect him. They think he's
It's a
one of them
rudimentary
because of the
snaggletooth.
tooth. He said, "That's a tooth. He's a snake. I like snakes. This guy, snake stuff, eh?"
This guy, he's not too bad.
The anacondas look at him. They say, "Hey, my guy." There's not a lot of snakes in the Jurassic yet. They're still early.
Oh,
Looking for
yeah. Are
allies
they like
whenever they
friends
can.
now? Is like the snake helping?
Yeah, the snakes will help. They'll keep away the other dinosaurs that are too big for
Oh.
Snaggletooth. And life goes on.
There's
Time check.
hope. 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
So life goes on. I mean, it's 10 years.
Oh,
10
boy.
years. There's some kids have been born growing up in the Triassic or Jurassic era. Overall, we had a standard working population of about 30 people when we got to the mountain of moderately safe. Kids grow up. There's no TV, there's no Nintendo. They just play Squid Game with ants. It's just you gotta do things to keep yourself entertained.
Yeah.
It's there's a
Anti
whole
town.
culture blossoming. Time check.
1 minute and 45 seconds.
By the time 30 years go by, there's like a tribe of indigenous former castaways living on Mountain of Moderately Safe, in the
How much time has passed at this point?
about 30 years, and almost everybody originally there, except for Snaggletooth, is dead. Because really, you just gotta step outside of his presence for like 2 seconds,
It's
and
over.
it's over. The snakes don't even help you anymore. They only trust Snaggletooth. So Snaggletooth is like 60 years old. He's lived
How
on
many
Earth,
people are total
maybe
now?
70. And there's the local tribe of native children from the plane crash, and they're just full Lord of the Flies shit. We're not even gonna touch that. Time check.
1 minute.
And so Snaggletooth, he's terrified. It's he's seen everyone he's known and loved over the last 30 years just die brutally, dinosaur murder.
Yeah, he's
So he's got this weird tick. He's like clicking his thumbs, touching his tooth. He rubs it a lot, like trying to shine it. It's he don't look right. And on the 35th year and the 286th day, they keep track, or at least Snaggletooth does. Somebody came back. Time check.
20 seconds.
You know who showed up?
Who
Lone
showed up,
Gadfly. He
Gorb?
said, "We worked through it, man. You guys ready to go?" And the children just scream and run into the forest, carrying their wooden spears. And Snaggletooth, he doesn't even speak anymore. He just clicks his fingers and he's like, and Lonely Boy says, "That'll do. Take him back." And he just comes back into the middle of JFK,
Now
fully
they know how
insane.
Underwater Man felt.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Wrestle.